that put Langley back in the mix, and what did you tell the kid after what was obviously a difficult game for him?
We have to have everybody, all hands on deck. So we have a couple of different packages that we can use just kind of based on how they want to play us. So we prepared all those guys this week, and he said it's fluid. We can move in and out of what we need to play the game. After last week with Langley, it's part of the process as a young corner in this league. He was an offensive player. They got moved to defense. In terms of his learning curve, he still learned a lot of defensive football. And I went through the same thing with Xavier Rhodes in Minnesota. So I'm used to it. I talked to him. He'll be fine. He's going to have to grow through experience.
How had he come along in practice over the course of the season prior to last week?
Oh, he's definitely developing. Technique got better. He's making plays on the ball. He's had some clinical plays in practice. When you get out there on Sunday, that's a whole different deal. That is live bullets. It's real football. You know, it's more pressure. But he has to learn that the football is the same. It doesn't matter if you're in practice or your game day. It's the same route, same techniques, and just trust it.
With what you've seen in practice and even the struggles last week, can you see the tools, the elements there of a guy who can develop and move corners?
Yeah, athletically, he's very gifted. He's a big corner. He's very strong. He has great suddenness and burst for a big corner. Again, it's just going to be reps, time, the experience he gets, in game situations. But in the long run, I feel like he's going to be a really good player for us.
Coach, did Akib let you down?
The thing with Akib, and you guys don't see this, he is a great teammate. I know the same thing happened last year, I think, Tennessee. He saw Chris down on the field. He just made an emotional decision. You don't ever want to see it come to that. I think you want to defuse the situation and be the bigger man. But sometimes, if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself. And I think that's what he did. Hopefully it never happens
again. So you believe his actions were warranted?
I'm not saying that at all. I just think you have to make the best decision for the team when that happens. So for him, whatever Crabtree did to him, he has to be the bigger man and walk away from it. That's what I would say. Yeah, he knows. We've been down this road before. You know what I mean? But in the game, it's an emotional. He's a very competitive player. But again, in that situation, man, do what's right for the team.
Bradley plays a lot, but as a second corner now this week, being the second guy, will that be an adjusting period for him or a learning for him?
No. He's been that way ever since he's been here. So it's really the same defense. He's played both sides, so he should be able to handle that without any problem.
When a team struggles, high-paid players take a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
How has Vaughn played in your mind? Because the metrics say he's played really well.
Yeah.
The sacks are obviously the most revealing number to you.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Vaughn, he's been doing a great job, not only on the field, but this is being a leader. In the practice field, he gathers the guys up in the locker room. But it's tough. I mean, he's a great player. And, the last game, you could see we had some things in for him. He moved, they moved. I mean, so what are you going to do? So in those situations, we always still try to create opportunities for Vaughn to get one-on-ones, but they make it extremely difficult with each team. But I think he's doing a great job.
You've been emphasizing takeaways, I know. So what do you tell your defense when they get that takeaway and then the offense can't capitalize on it?
Yeah, all we got to do is we want to score and get the ball back for our offense. That's the bottom line. In terms of what they do with it, we have no control over that. So we're just trying to get the offense on a short field, or we're trying to score ourselves. So that's all we talk about.
Shane's dealing with a bit of injury, and he's sick as well.
Yeah.
But has Shaq earned more playing time than he's played the last few weeks?
Those guys are interchangeable for us. And I think with Shane coming off of the hand injury, I think it's a little bit easier for us to play Shaq in first and second down situations, just in terms of the run game, and then get Shane involved in more of the passing situations and get them on the field together as well. But he's played well, especially the last couple games.
How is Walker adjust? Oh, sorry, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because he has a harder time dealing with the blockers?
Yeah, he's really, he's not all the way back just in terms of being able to use his hand. It's casted up to his fingers. So, you're going against a 320-pounder, and you can't really – grip and use that hand. It's a little bit tougher for him. So we're just trying to be smart with the situation, get Shaq in there. He's playing well. And when it's pass rush situation, we'll get him all on the field.
How is Walker adjusting to moving back inside? And will he be ready to play Sunday
day? Yeah, well, we're still in the process of kind of evaluating what guys we're going to get back and, if he's going to be up for us. But he has to be ready to go. You know, he's been back and forth in terms of outside linebacker, D-line, but he's a versatile player, and I think he's a natural pass rusher. So I think there's some things he'll be able to do well if he has to play, and there'll be some things he'll struggle at just because of where he's at right now physically.
How difficult is that, not only for any player to, yeah, bounce back, but especially a rookie?
Right now, from a rookie, sometimes they, you know, they're still learning, so they may not always get it all the time. And you see him out here bouncing around, just running around, having fun. I think the one thing for him as a rookie is that he's going to play hard. He doesn't know to do anything else but to go out there and play hard. And, again, he may make some mistakes, but at least he'll do it going 100%.
Joe, I know the answer is it doesn't matter. You can, yeah, play defense whether you're, yeah, behind regardless. But you guys have been behind so early, yeah, so often this season. Mm-hmm. How much stress does that put on a defense? And do you feel like it's telling a little bit? Are you starting to see it with this group?
It's the nature of the game. And we just say, give us a blade of grass to defend, and we'll go out there and play defense. The thing that hurts you sometimes defensively is offenses will play you differently if they have a lead, no different than we would. So you may get a little more run, 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 safe passes, and that's what teams have done to us. So it's a little bit harder for us to go through our whole game plan, our whole package, you know, based on that situation. But in terms of being behind, we just want to take advantage of our opportunities out there and, again, try to create turnovers, get the ball back for the offense.
With Zach Kerr, what brought things together for him last week?
Bill Kolar. Bill grinds him to a nub, you know, and he's never been coached like that. And I think it just finally came out of it. You know, each day I sit down, I watch tape with the whole team Wednesday and Thursday, and he's running past everybody. You know what I mean? So he gets it. I think the light finally clicked for him. He played outstanding for us last week, so he needs to continue to do the same thing. But he's been a good surprise for us. Oh, crushing, crushing. But it was a situation there where if they got a first down, the game was over. And then we have about two or three calls that we use in that situation, but those guys being backed up, trying to give our offense a short field and not letting them try to get a first down, that's the choice I made on that call.
What was your impression of Darian Stewart's hit on Amari Cooper? Jack Del Rio was very critical of it.
You know, I guess everybody has their own opinion. You know, obviously he did, but speaking for myself, I think when you watch the plays, you know, Stu really tried to lower himself to kind of protect himself. And the ball was thrown inside, you know, Cooper went to get it and really just kind of ducked his head. His head almost hit him in his hip. So, you know, it's a judgment call, but, you know, I think they do a great job in the NFL making those decisions. It's unfortunate for Stu, but I don't think he tried to hurt the guy.
Does it feel like every big hit these days is just trying to apply because it looks like a huge impact?
It's about safety, you know, safety of the players in the NFL, just with all the things going on. So you really have to be careful in terms of where you target guys. We talk about it all the time, but sometimes some of those plays are unavoidable based on what they do on the other side of the ball. And unfortunately for Stu, you know, he had to deal with it.
Good. Thank you.